You think he looks fat right now? He used to be gubby fat.
Whoa. Jeez, Louise, bones. How did they even fight like that, Mr. Jigglebones? That is infuriating. How do you even walk around? He's got a huge gut. Alright, let me pose this.
Undefeated, though. Undefeated. Every belt in boxing, as for right now.
Yo, Dan. What's up, Penis Liquor Nation? It's your boy Bruno Mars.
Oh, we got Bruno Mars watching?
Is that what was Bruno
Who's that? Bruno Bulu 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 Gal?
Is that what Bruno Mars fans are called?
Yeah, I bet he remembers that off the top of his head.
What's up, Penis Liquor?
What?
What's up, Penis Liquor?
So we agree to that.
Does your boyfriend know you like sucking penis?
So you should not say that sort of thing. That's very, very disrespectful.
My face going bug mode.
Yeah, that's unusual, right? Never happened.
Never happens. I feel like my entire face is going banana retarded. Mode on my eyes. Squeezing down my eyes. Maybe I am Asian. Or maybe I'm just inflamed. Ugh. And why does everything taste like anus? Probably because I sucked at anus.
Yeah, I am Ron Paul.
I am Ron Paul. My son is Rand Paul. My son's sons are Jake Paul and Logan Paul.
Yes. Exactly.
The Scooby-Doo Paul.
Well, that one I didn't know.
Yeah, but not many people do. It's on the X Iceberg Scooby-Doo Paul. Yo, Mr. Kayo. I don't know, I'm just kind of thinking about gay sex right now, you know, as usual. And I make this face.
Oh, we got Jake Paul watching? That's crazy.
Yeah, actually we do. Jake Paul is a big fan of the shortwave telecoms. How much does a guy like Tyson Fury eat just to not fart?
A lot. Oh yeah, Lucas told me yesterday that he was nicknamed in school Crunchy, cause he went to get a milkshake with his friends, and he was just thinking of the flavor that he wanted, and one of the flavors was called Crunchy, and then a woman, he went up to the woman and she said. What size is a milkshake you want? He's a crunchy.
Crunchy size. What flavor you want? Crunchy. What size you want? Crunchy. What flavor you want? Sexy. What size you want? Crunchy. Stinky size. That's the name of my ice cream. Stinky scream.
Stinky cream? What are you talking about, you sick freak?
No.
Yeah, we got
no
Boogie.
Trick, no D word? What did you just say to me, Mr. Pringles?
We got Boogie 2988 in the chat.
It's crazy, Boogie. You wanna freaking kill yourself? I'm sorry. What was the one? Sweaty balls? I'm pretty sure that's an ice cream flavor at Ben and Jerry's. sweaty balls. At least it was at my Ben and Jerry's. Maybe the freaking vendor was a pervert.
What are you talking about?
I'm serious. Sweaty balls, Ben and Jerry's. Yeah.
Oh, so the so you went up to the vendor and, okay, and you said, "Hey, I wanna, you know, a pack of cigars."
Look,
and
he went, "Okay, I'm not joking. I'm gonna send you a picture right now. Just look up sweaty balls, Ben and Jerry's, and you guys can find this.
I'm not gonna look up any sweaty balls. You want me to do?
I sent you sweaty balls. Real.
That's ridiculous. Can That's I get made some up. You just photoshopped
sweaty that. Balls. Yeah. I just photoshopped it.
Mm-hmm.
Penis cream. I didn't know that was a flex.
Well, obviously.
Yo, check it. I'm losing my mind.
What?
Okay, this that one isn't unreal. Real. That's Photoshop for sure.
Yes.
That one, like, but these other ones are real. When I was like 9 or something and I went to Ben and Jerry's, I got traumatized by the sweaty balls flavor.
Oh man, this sucks. I cannot put my...
But it looks good. I want some sweaty. Some sweaty.
Balls?
What else? Sweaty feet? Next flavor? Uh-huh. Yo, that freaking video I sent you yesterday, the Twitter video of the guy like going up and trying to snip the coochie.
Oh man.
Something else. Why? It cannot possibly be that good that you go back 4 times and risk everything for it.
Risk everything.
Risk everything just to sniff a sweaty coochie.
This is how crazy men are.
Do you guys want to see this video? Maybe you've already seen it. It like goes under the gruts like a car mechanic. Insanus.
All of y'all laughing under this should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves. And y'all wonder why women don't say not all men are bad. Because y'all will stand by the side and laugh as your homeboy does stuff like this and then try to, it wasn't me. Dude, if I saw somebody doing that, I would never. Oh my god. Yeah. I would be laughing so hard that I wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't be able to like... You know, I mean, eventually, yeah, of course, you know, you want the guy to, like, get in trouble for it, but it's so hilarious. Alright, let me show it. that makes me stinky. Okay.
Like, I would intervene if that was my gym.
Mm-hmm. Or but you'd be laughing while you did it.
If I knew either of the people or if I was like somehow involved financially with the gym, I would stop it. If I wasn't though, I would laugh a lot. Mm-hmm. And I would like tell other people, dude, look at what he's doing.
This ignorance goes back second time. Goes back mother flipping third time. The audacity, man. How do you do this?
Men are fearless.
Fearless. And the fourth time. And he goes on the floor to freaking... She catches him. He's like, oh.
Why did you do that? Risk everything to smell?
A sweaty anus?
Smell.
It's for a sniff.
You know, whatever.
Smell. He's in a full-on suit. This Iga bro. Smiling. That is so... flip. Dude. Oh yeah, it's Monkey Monday today.
What do I got? Yep.
Monkey Monday! Feeling increasingly in connection with my chimp ancestor. I don't really believe in evolution, but I kinda want to. I like thinking my great grandma was a chimp. Yes, my great grandma. Because it was like 100 years ago.
Yeah.
The humans branched out from chimps. 100 years ago, your grandma
was a chimp. I think a guy banged her. I think a Russian guy banged my great grandma, who was a monkey.
My great chimp mama.
That's like, you know, you realize that's not an age thing. You just call your chimp mama great.
Oh, there was no grand.
So your chimp mama is pretty great, according to you.
That's pretty great, chimp mama. Ooh.
You know, out of all.
Ooh, sexy mama. I don't mean that.
Okay, black kid from your school never made a part two on TikTok. Yeah, they're probably too, you know, physically unable to,
Yeah, I did not check, so... I had no idea.
You know, that's as much as, a person like that's intellect is capable of wrangling up. So it's a part one to a video that never has a part two. It's a Kickstarter project that never gets funded or even an update on. Has minus $2. Dang. My girlfriend just snored. Loud.
Is she napping?
You wanna hear some... Yeah, she's taking a nap.
Wanna hear some what?
Wanna hear something funny?
Yeah.
She farts in her sleep. And also kicks me in the stomach.
That sounds pretty natural and normal. I mean, I wake up like at 2 a.m. every day with all my blankets like scattered across the floor. So I must be like freaking like tiring in my sleep or something.
Flailing all of your blankets. You're
doing like a whip nene in my dreams.
Doing the whip nene in your sleep. Yeah, yeah.
Shut the F that's up, what stupid I do. Jew.
When I go to sleep, I start doing the whip and then the nene. You see, I think I snore. I'm pretty sure I snore.
And, I don't think I do. I don't think I snore.
I snore because one of my nostrils is blocked. But I think the snoring is pretty normal. The farting in the sleep, though. I simply...
Burning in the sleep. I mean, that seems normal.
Yeah, it seems normal.
B- blown big wet ones on the other hand.
Well. Blowing big wet ones on the other hand is smexy.
Smexy.
And yeah, very fascinating.
Farting in your sleep is normal. Blowing big wet ones, on the other hand, is smexy.
Fascinating. Also, why did Ray upload the thing on Saturday instead of Sunday?
I don't know. Smoking crack. I gotta do this myself, but I still don't have...
No, it wasn't even 14th? That was Friday.
Huh?
August 14th. He uploaded Father's Fallout on Friday.
Oh, August 9th. And August 9th was a Sunday. Just keep it on the same day, Hangerbone.
Pretty crazy what we do. Keep going back to that. It's pretty dang crazy. I know some people that wake themselves up when they fart in their sleep.
Really?
Like scared. They scare themselves into awakening.
What was that?
Well, the fart so of loud Skyrim and NPC? You up and you don't know what. Yeah.
Who's there? You're not supposed to be in here.
They fart so loud that they wake themselves up scared because it's so loud. I've heard about waking yourself.
How can a fart be that loud?
I don't know. Some people have really, you know, bodacious butt cheeks.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, a very trumpet-like anus.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Do gay guys do anal kegels?
Yes.
To fart louder?
To fart louder?
Not
I don't
for the
think.
Sex, for the farts. But if you did do that, wouldn't it make your farts louder?
Well, yeah, I had gay anal sex just so I could fart less louder. You don't get it.
That's a good point, less louder. I'm putting that one down in the cookbook.
Listen. Oh, yeah, I've also heard about farting so smelly that it wakes you up.
Yeah, never. Never. I only wake up because I have to pee or I'm thirsty.
I know my friend Lucas once, he farted. It was so, like, pungent, so, like, horrible. It felt like I don't know, it was like worse than a Holocaust.
What? It was worse than 300,000 people dying.
It was worse than slavery. Whatever their fart was, it was like micro, you know, per capita, it was worse than slavery. You know what I'm talking about?
I guess. Like you'd rather go to the Holocaust than smell that fart.
I'd rather go back to the Holocaust. In any event,
go to Camp Holocaust.
Too. It was like the bullet that killed John F. Kennedy. It started. He was in front of me, but the smell started on the other side of the room, and it started coming toward us. And he was crying. His eyes were red in laughter. He was weeping in front of me, and I kept asking him, "Did you fart?" And he was like, "Nope." And eventually he reached us, and people were thinking, behind our classroom, there was, like, ferns, there was grass, and, you know, just a field. I was sort of thinking, did an animal die back there? Is there some rotten carcass? Because it smells so bad, it doesn't smell like anything a human would produce. It smells like death. It smells like, I don't know, worse than poop. It smelled worse than poop if you smelled poop. I've smelled a lot of animal urine and feces in my time, and it didn't even smell as bad as that. It smelled worse. It smelled the worst, and it took up the entire room. And I have asked him, did you fart? And he was like, no, I didn't fart. A week later, he tells me, yeah, it was me. I did it. Took him a week to admit the crime he committed against humanity.
It was so bad.
If you bottled that and you put it and you, you know, made someone breathe only it for 15 seconds, you'd have a murder case on your hands.
Yo, Swam.
Hello, Swam.
Currently feeling sleepy as always. But, otherwise, alright.
I didn't eat lunch today. I didn't eat lunch.
Isn't it? It's only like 2 p.m. there.
Isn't that the third time? Yeah, you know what? It gets funnier every time I tell it.
Mm-hmm. It's funnier every time. Yo, all, enjoy the new video today. I'm struggling to get out of the political discussions with friend recently. People expect me to have opinions, but does it really matter what I think? And if I vote, it doesn't.
I think, but... well, for starters, I think the video, this last video, was so good and well articulated, we don't even need to explain it. Which isn't something I felt with the past two parts of the trilogy. I think the last one was so good, there's no need of explanation even. But to answer your question, does it matter what you think? Well, it only matters to yourself if somebody else is asking you what you think. And it's not, it's because they're looking for something to correct you on. That's not, they don't actually care what you think. Their care for what they think is too much. They've gone too far. It's an excess of care for what they think, that they think they need to convert you on something menial. It's like, I often, when the topic of the schism between the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church comes up, I think, like, was it worth it to, like, because the stuff they disagree on is really small.
Yeah, and compared to all the other disputes that could be possible. Small.
And is it worth it to become a whole different thing to convert yourself to? The small things? Is it worth it? That's what you gotta ask yourself. Is it something relevant enough? Like, is this person's worldview getting in their way to... like, maybe there's some fundamentally psychological thing that I get you arguing somebody into. Like, if they think whatever that gay French guy... well, that's a big, you know, well, that's a big number of people, but... Rousseau, if people are fundamentally good, and it's the institutions that make them evil. If somebody thinks like that, then they're probably going to behave in a really stupid way that lands them in a lot of trouble. If they're hedonists, same... etc. But if they think, you know, the most extreme example, and this is going to come up, this 100% is going to come up, if someone pops up asking you about, or not even asking, just saying like, oh man, I just heard a little girl was a victim of sexual abuse and she got pregnant and they took the baby out, man, and these people wanted to not let her abort. Can you believe that? What do you say? It's like crazy, right? That's difficult. That's not easy, I think.
Yeah.
And at that point, you don't go into a tirade. That's a self-control thing. You go, well, yeah, that's difficult. That's what you do. Man, you people are funny, bro. Right. There. Oh yeah, I recently was talking on. Did I answer the whole entire question? Okay, doesn't really matter what you think. I don't know. Do you think? Obviously, there's something you don't know. So if you think there may be something you don't know that you can learn, then go ahead. But don't argue. Don't argue. Arguing is bad. You don't learn from arguing. You get too emotional to do any learning.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Lena Medina. I know her name. Opinions, what does it matter? Really matter? Right? Well, what you think matters. And if you're actually friends with people, it obviously doesn't matter. But it may be the case. Some people, a lot of people, have the problem that their friend circle, is based on agreeing politically and political humor, and their hobby is to get together and go, I don't know, basically like abstractly debating at all times, or their humor is get a load of this guy. It's always that stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and that's never fun.
And if that's the case, then none of that matters. You got if your friendships are based on political opinion, then it's not a good friendship. You got to move out of that little burrow, because it's not a good one. But does it matter if you vote? No, that's an easy yes or no one. It doesn't.
The only thing I can think of is it right to vote? To actually choose to. Do you have a right to do that, or is that a wrong?
Oh, okay. You got an extreme case, but we'll get to there.
Because I was thinking, like, okay, yeah, I want to vote for Kanye, but there, you know, tons of people who don't want to be subjected to that. Fair enough. Can I use voting power?
Yeah, this is how crazy and gay we are about the stuff we believe in. We actually believe it. Even though we, like, it's, when you think rationally and you speak inside your own mind, we generally don't come up with excuses. So, it's probably not right. I would say it's probably not. But I would say above it all, it probably doesn't matter. It's probably something you I don't know. It probably doesn't matter above all. It probably doesn't even matter if you think trips. About it.
Yeah.
Like, if you do that or you don't, it's not even a point of who did you vote for. What matters about politics is, like, how it dovetails with other... It's, like, what is it called? Perpendicular. Psychologically to other aspects of you that may or may not have a problem, and that's how you measure it. Let me see, Mr. Kyo. I didn't want to vote in this gay election, but I found out a communist history teacher wants to be candidate for mayor. I'm gonna stop him. You know, have fun. It doesn't. I truly believe that probably doesn't matter above all. That's probably irrelevance above all. Uber Al. The friend who was asking me is really open-minded and willing to debate. He has a good attitude about it, at least. He's just super politically minded and
now I'm thinking about it. Campaign. But it's not. See, it's never a guarantee what a president will actually do in office. But if there's a choice between a candidate that will, like, rape you and your family and, like, take away all your rights and one that won't, is it self-defense by voting for the one that won't?
Yes, that's an idea. But we're talking Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg? Yeah.
So this guy is probably pathological in a few other ways. So you're probably better off talking about those things instead of the, like, symptom. Him volunteering for Pete Buttigieg and even him being political is a symptom of something else. You're better off talking about that. If you know anything about his family, you should talk about that. If you know anything about his relationships or, I don't know, whatever, just talk to him about that instead. But he probably doesn't want to debate that. Because that's probably where it pokes real.
No, volunteered for Pete.
People talk about politics because they don't want to talk about themselves. That seems cheap and psychological, but it's true. People talk about politics because they don't want to talk about themselves. Or, you know, be humble. To be honest, you're kind of an irony, bro. Sometimes it's pretty much everything you do has a political connotation sometimes. You can see it that way, just like you can see it as everything is political. The thing is, we often speak through that perspective. It's like Alex Jones. Would you say Alex Jones is political? You probably would. I wouldn't. I don't think Alex Jones is political at all.
Yeah, because the things he says are the same no matter who's in office.
He definitely speaks through a political platform, I'm sure, 100%. And it has a political aspect to it, which is inevitable when you're talking about things of the world. But to be political doesn't mean just speaking of the world. Two, voting is dumb. Why would I want retards to have a say, at least in the dictatorship stuff? He didn't ask about democracy. He asked personally, should you vote?
I'm not asking about what's the most efficient. I'm asking if it's justifiable. Obviously, a dictatorship isn't. But if you're subjected to a democratic system anyways, and I'm inclined to say no.
It's all
because I'm determining what's happening in other people's communities and circles and whatever. Even if they're gonna do that to me, I'm not gonna.
Doesn't make it right. Any country where voting is a real thing and isn't a show for publicity probably doesn't need you to vote. Any country where voting is a real thing and isn't a show for publicity probably doesn't need you to vote.
Is there such thing as a country where voting is a real thing?
Probably Switzerland. This is the thing. It's necessarily something to suck your time and kill your motivation for anything. People on both sides will get elected, will be just as. It's not even, those people aren't real. You shouldn't even know that what their names are. If the world was.
Tell us about, what's her face? Miss Tulsi or whatever, making a BLT at Subway. For me.
If the world, if at least our conceptions of the world made any sense, we wouldn't care or know anything about these things. One great thing about people talk about democracy and how good it is to have a say on your leader. This is the thing though. It's arguable that the price you pay by being able to choose your leader is larger than the price you would pay by not being able to choose your leader and having a bad leader. I will say that. Over time. The time you spend, the enmity it breeds, the cost that the literal economic cost it has, the everything, the instability, the everything, the riots, the demeanor, the politics getting into everything, the way that politics seeps into everything, that's probably worse than having a bad leader and having no way to take him out. I would say that that's arguable, at least. Rigged elections in third world countries where the same candidate wins over and over again with first world elections that at least seem legitimate. It's just different in appearance, but it's the same thing in nature.
Yeah.
It's just that we care more about a narrative of legitimacy than they do, but it's the same thing. And we probably lose more picking and being a citizen and knowing what's going on. We probably lose more doing that than if we just didn't know and didn't care and had a bad leader. Oh, it's the king's son. He's a retard. And he's he's spending, the taxes on Arnold but building huge
but
building.
Even that, like all the people will just be on Twitter all day talking about that's what they do with Trump. Talking about how much he sucks and he's raping everybody.
And the point of that is that they're acutely aware of Trump. They're acutely aware. So they feel it on their skin. They see, you know, Trump tweeting every day, things about Trump. Because, you know, we gotta undo this, folks. We gotta figure out a way to get him out of office. It's the investigation thing or the impeachment.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
All that stuff coming in together.
Even
that's,
if there,
that's the hope.
Even if there wasn't
getting
a choice.
Getting people riled up to vote.
I don't know.
I think it would be better if we didn't have a choice.
Yo, pizza slice.
Like, just general rule.
I have no way of, like, determining that. Compared to this is a bad thing, but compared to everything else, I would not live any place else in America.
Oh yeah, that's true, actually. America is a... But if you could pick between a monarchist America. Monarchist, rather. A monarchist America. Like, that's
see,
so crazy.
I have no idea, because...
That's too crazy to imagine, actually.
I can't trust any history stuff, anything I've heard in history class, which sucks, because, like... To block... everything you let in, it has an effect on you, whether you like it or not. And the only way to block that out would be to... not go to school. So it has some impact, like, subconsciously on my thinking, like... Yeah, but didn't monarchies, like, suck? Didn't my history textbook say that? So, I can't...
I'm pretty sure they...
Separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of thoughts.
I don't know. I guess I'm thinking culturally more than anything else, as a not as a citizen or anything, but... It seems Japan is very much, like, unaware of its own political situation. It still has, like, an emperor. That seems cool.
Hmm.
Like
yeah, I have no idea
stuff.
How Japan is politically, except that they don't have guns.
Yeah, I do know that. That's not very good.
But don't they have low crime rates? I think that's because there's no black people.
Yeah, exactly. Like, some things seem to not matter less politically.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be better if people had guns, but, I mean, it seems that not having black people is more effective in terms of reducing crime. Than people having self-defense.
Brazil won downfall after monarchy ended. It seems that way very, very much. That's all he told us is because his medieval life was hell, brutish, and short. That's really all lies. Probably none of that is true.
Yeah, I feel like everything that's told to us in history class has a purpose, so I don't know why they would, like, hammer that in so much. It all sucked, right? Everything sucked until right now.
That seems hard to believe.
Yeah. You happen to be born right at the time where things got good.
And they're getting better, except for these guys who are backwards. Such a silly thing. Such a weird folly. Folly-causing thing. I think it's attitude.
Handguns are banned outright. Only shotguns and air rifles are allowed. See, that's actually smart in terms of... Because most shootings are committed with handguns. Nobody knows. So that's your goal, and that makes sense in that way.
Yeah, with the yapper. Yeah, most shootings, I believe, it was the Cato Institute said this. Most shootings are committed with a yapper.
With a yarmulke.
With a heater. With a heater.
Yeah, with a space heater.
With the stick.
They take their radiator and... shoot people.
Most shootings happens when somebody hits the other one with the stick. Extendo clip. I'm pretty sure. Most shootings got an extendo clip. That's Pew Research Center.
Yeah, I sort of like most democratic countries are multi-party.
Yeah, I really wish. I don't know. I think culturally everything would be better if we didn't think about this stuff. And I believe we didn't. I'm pretty sure that it was like, we can't really do anything, can we? Because it's the king, so it's impossible to get him out there. I'm pretty sure, like, everything that people wrote from back then seemed like that. The king's the king. We can't do anything about it. Let's move on. They didn't start thinking, yeah, let's make a revolution.
How do you... I think about China from time to time. How do you fix that? And is the, Hong Kong stuff good? That Iggas are trying to get, a break free. I mean, at least that concept is good, but they're trying to get a democracy in specific.
Oh, that's probably going to be worse, honestly.
I don't know. I'd rather live in a democracy than in mother flipping China.
What is going government. On there, though? We don't know, do we?
Don't know for sure, but people are getting sent to concentration camps, and there's 24/7 surveillance on everyone and the whole social credit system. I don't want that. And they can just kill you whenever.
In all of China? Isn't China huge?
Yes.
They're running 24/7 surveillance on everybody. In the whole
world. Oh, yeah, now that I think of it, it has to be in city. I mean, if you go to a rural area, but what is there in Chinese rural areas?
That's the thing. I have no idea what's going on in China. What is China? What are the concentration camps? Is that stuff real? If so, who's it for? The revisionist attitude knows no bounds, so I'm really thinking, what is it actually? Even there?
Does China exist? Gosh, I'm a fart.
Oh, seriously. I have no idea what's going on there.
What is this?
Because it's not like, I don't know. It's not like Western commies love China. They're not like, yeah, man, I freaking love Mao.
Did Maybe Japan Mao, ever have a problem with communism?
Once they had a president and he got stabbed in the gut.
Oh, that yeah, guy. That. The majority is the Liberal Democratic Party. And it's actually a conservative party? Huh? That's funny. Okay, the Liberal Democratic Party is a conservative political party in Japan. It makes me think of the French Revolution every time.
Yeah. Xi Jinping. I don't know, do Western commies love Xi Jinping?
Jeez, doesn't this looks based. Okay, Liberal Democratic Party. National conservatism, Japanese nationalism, right-wing populism. Pretty nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. The aesthetics are already better.
I love politics. Okay, look at this. Okay. Japanese liberalism formed in the 19th century as a reaction against traditional society. In the 20th century, liberal gradually became a synonym for conservative.
It's just hilarious.
You really learn about the French Revolution. That all these labels mean nothing.
My favorite party in Japan is Jibugun Jogo Chabanya Kopei Wow.
Prime Minister Abe Lincoln? That's pretty sexy. Nippon, kaigi.
What? The Prime Minister of Japan is Abe Lincoln? That's crazy.
That's crazy. It's like sexy crazy.
Same thing goes for North Korea. Do we actually know what's going on in North Korea?
Definitely not North Korea.
We know nothing.
That would be impossible.
Nothing. Journalists are good for nothing because we don't know anything about those places. We know extensively about stuff here that we already knew about. We know nothing about the places that they're sort of hard to get into. Well, whatever. There's a great Orthodox priest who changed her mind on the subject, compared the modern illusion of power with the One Ring from Lord of the Rings. Alright, go and pizza, pizza slice. Enjoy it. Enjoy it very much. T34 Natural Blood. China. No idea what's going on in China. No idea anything. I know nothing. Osaka.
Osaka. Okay, this is niggling my anus here. A Japan Innovation Party, conservatism, economic liberalism, hold on, federalism and decentralization, limited government, right-wing populism, free education. This is like a meme. How do you do federalism and decentralization?
That's friggin'... headache. That's a headache. I don't think people know what any of that stuff means. Or if they do, they just don't have a consistent naming system.
Federalism, decentralization, and limited government.
Right.
Right,
we're, yeah. A lot of Seven Americas like that. Very proud of the independence, but we hate Confederacy.
Sorry to end up so soon, but I need to travel. Pray for y'all. God bless. Thank you.
No idea. I have not a single idea. What I do. Well. We don't actually know anything, do we? Like, for real.
But I'm surprised at how, like, right-wing... That wasn't really my conception of it. I figured since it was Asian. No. I figured it was, like, it would be left-wing. Despite the, absence of any black people. Conducting a framework of a multi-party, bicameral, parliamentary, representative, democratic, constitutional monarchy.
Jeez.
That's pretty sexy. I hate that I know what these words mean, in which the emperor is the ceremonial head of state, and the prime minister is the head of government and the head of cabinet, which directs the executive branch. National diet? Supreme organ of sovereignty.
Wow.
Is that my penis? The supreme organ of sovereignty.
Well, symbolically, you'd be right, to an extent.
To an extent? I'm putting that one down.
The extent of your penis?
The Economist Intelligence Unit rated Japan a flawed democracy. Okay, so that means it's awesome.
Oh, so they got the chink wigger here? This is where the chink wiggers come from?
A bicameral legislature has legislators in two Wigger. Separate assemblies, chambers, or houses.
Hey, there's the Eastern Turkish, aka the Wiggers.
Yeah.
That live in China.
Yeah, they're jailing Wiggers currently in China.
Wiggers? They're getting rid of the Wiggers.
They're called Uyghurs or something, but it's... You know,
I'm never gonna say Uyghur. Uyghur. I'm gonna say Wigger. The Wigger. Chink Wigger. And his family, I believe, composed that group. Chink Wigger and his family.
Right. My penis. Colon. Supreme organ of sovereignty. Did I spell sovereignty right? I'm surprised. I'm so smart. Why do they call it the national diet? I don't know, it's kind of based, except for all this crazy sex crimes. they seem to have it under control, except for rape. Although I haven't looked up if that's a statistical reality or just a cultural niggle.
What, the Japanese stuff?
Yeah, Japanese being crazy sex freaks.
I'm pretty sure that's a lie. Because why would that be? What would even be the cause?
I don't know. No. Crime rates.
Pretty sure it's the same reason why all the anime after 2012 became like become a tranny in the form of media. It's because Japan is still traditional to a very strong extent and it needs to be attacked somehow. So it's propped up that, I don't know, they're rapists.
Shut up, Drake. I just drank 100,000 penises. That's his new album title. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I can. He told me.
Okay, so they don't really do drugs.
With how much sex is ingrained in popular culture, seems reasonable. Only it's fake.
Rape rate is ranked 52nd out of my country. Check it. Okay, yeah, it's all African countries are at the top. Although, yeah, although Sweden is number 6. But South Africa is the worst offender. And Australia is like 11th. Must be that they're taking too many Jaegers. US pretty high up there too.
Perverts?
Okay,
It's so fake. It's so freaking fake. It's like looking at serial killers and thinking there's a lot of violence. No, there's only a few guys who are really extreme about their violence. Japanese perverts are like Robert Crumb. They're really weird guys who don't hurt nobody, but they're really weird. And, you know, weird.
Oh, surprise, Liechtenstein has the lowest rape rate of any of these countries.
Oh, that's crazy.
But yeah, Japan is really close to the bottom of the list.
Yeah, but they're rapists, right? They're pedophiles. The Catholic, yeah, Catholic church priests too. I bet Catholic church priests are rapists too. They rape all the kids, just like the Japanese. I bet it's Japanese. The worst thing I ever saw in my life was the Japanese Catholic priests. They rape everything and everybody moving.
Okay, what is this, how much, is it one per what? One per what?
Are you
what?
A kid? Hey, guys, do we have anybody under 16 here? Because you probably got raped by a Japanese Catholic priest right now. If you haven't, get ready.
The racial breakdown of rapists in South Africa? Well, there's not that many white people there, so...
that are in a ready position like praying mantis. Scissors, landis, grand fist, sandwich, stance with slam on stitches, switch hands, itch. Damn snitch, any street corner. Platform to meet defeat, corner wonder. Watch your mouth, draw south floor, out floor. Doubt your clout, more about raw.
Penal code.
Off the leash like UFC, off the beat, off your feet like two lefties. FUBs, heifer please, lost a few to stew beef, new referees. What a remarkable team, show your teeth.
So is it one per 100,000 is the rape rate? Alright, let me check the other stuff.
Oh yeah, I bet the Catholic priests who raped all those kids, I bet they were all Japanese anime writers. And illustrators. You know, the 2 billion Catholic priests who raped children? Raped 14 billion children in the Holocaust? Hitler was a Catholic Japanese man. I think he molested 15 million children himself. There. He was there. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong about China, but listen. Back in the 70s, like, obviously I wasn't alive, but it seemed that they had left-wing people had a much better attitude towards China when it was Mao. Now that it's Z, they're sort of lukewarm and half not really liking it.
There are like three different rape things.
If China keeps going as it is right now without it becoming a democratic place, in 30 years it's probably going to be significantly better.
Okay, so I was looking at the per 100,000, but what's okay? Total number is. Total number of recorded rapes. United States is at the top, above South Africa. Nah, that's pretty crazy. That's sexy.
I bet China becoming democratic is China becoming a democratic republic is a way to stifle its improvement because it's probably 10,000 billion times better than it was back in the 70s with Mao. Well, not 70s, that was earlier. 40s or something, 50. It's like way better now. If it follows the route it's taking, democracy is probably going to be a detour for them. Big one. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I'm willing to bet. I'm willing to put down a mental bet that's just estimation. What I do know that's a fact, it's that Japanese people are all Catholic priests. Public school teachers who rape children are also Catholic priests and Japanese, if you didn't know.
Alright, wait, let me look this up. My camera? Nice. Frozen looking nice. Sexy.
Teachers? No, those are just Catholic priests who become teachers so they can molest kids. Japanese, by the way. Very high rate. I wonder who's the race that rapes the most? It's the Japanese. That's right. It's a Filipino. No, the Filipinos are innocent, actually. The Filipinos are perfect.
The I don't know. So you get sort of niggled with it, like how many are reported and how many are convicted and stuff like that.
Yeah. Have a nice grocery. My hoodie up, hide my face, cause I ain't good enough. My bitch stay my bitch, so don't look, she keep that pussy tucked. Now things are looking up. Recommend the mescaline, digesting your intestines with intentions of ascension up. Heavens know my head is hot, cause hell is cold. The bitch I'm smashing in the fashion, but I know the devil wear a leopard coat. Back when Johnny Carson was digging down Dolly Parton, bang your pardon, it's my third life. I'm parking on the turnpikes, searching for the circus lights. These demons never work for Christ. Ain't fucking with no churches. We was all about that murder life. Sermon right. Murder you like you sure I'm nice. Syrup turn to purple sprite. Confirm the shit that we already know. Sick of politicking as they talk and try not to listen. The blackest piece of trash they done seen in the RV park. So holla at your wallet if ever you feel your weed sparse, nigga. Salty the tea off with us, just know the tea brought villain, my nigga. We all itching to see you drop, then I don't wanna chop it up. I never front like I'm the nicest. Fame phased, I'm not the slightest. Aim stainless at your iris, take pay out your pocket. I don't know, there's nothing you. Is there anything that's trustworthy? It seems more of a problem that nobody reports it and the legal system is retarded than that it doesn't happen.
Chugging 40s, you niggas can keep your wine toast. New high and moving in that fine Dutty wine motion. Loaded helicopter, suck a dick.
Any conclusions? Sophia?
I don't know. There's no way of knowing anything. What is this crap?
Total crimes per 1,000. 22.39 ranked 36. Okay, 36 is still comparatively good. Rapes per million people. 52nd per million, that's pretty good. Me and Clock will get it in like we're supposed to. Just don't act like you know us once you see us getting overviews. Your older news, I choose to move over. Okay, I'm willing to accept that Japan is not full of child molesters.
I'm still suspicious.
YouTube Music, the new music streaming app made by YouTube, where you can watch.
All I wanna do is ride around shining while I can afford it. Plenty ice on my neck so I don't get nauseous. Float around in the greatest of Porsches. Feel like a Chuck Wagon cause I'm on 12 horses. And the three behind mine, they be the clique. So much ice in they rollies, they shit don't tip, man. Winter through the summer, care less what it cost me. While I'm shoveling the snowman, call me Frosty. This is for $100,000 kitted German drivers with big rims and low pro tires. Fucking with college bitches, we're innocent. Looks like Maya, corrupt they mind, turn them to liars. I groom them well, Dior whore, Christian LaCroix, guns.
I don't think so. I don't think I'm a fan of the anything problem. I don't believe it. Why? Because their anime is filthy? Yeah. Isn't that everywhere now? Let me show you how to do it. Break down pies to pieces, make cocaine quiches, money piles highs my nieces, hefty bags full of cash, cars full of ass, Rolex presidential bitch. All I want to do is ride around shining while I can afford it. Plenty ice on my neck so I don't get nauseous. Float around in the greatest of Porsches. Feel like a Chuck Wagon cause I'm on 12 horses. And the three behind mine, they be the clique. So much ice in they rollies, they shit don't tip, man. Winter through the summer, care less what it cost me. While I'm shoveling the snowman, call me.
It's that look that astounds. Life's a circus. I parade the six through these clowns. The crown is vacant. I'm taking the proper steps. I'm taking the proper steps. They praying for my downfall. Is it the bling the king can keep the door that my jeweler made the face blush on that Frank?
I don't know.
The R shape peculiar is awesome. Laying over dark.
Shall we wrap it up?
Yeah.
10 minutes?
Sure.
You are fish with right. A shark to swim in that opaque linen with the odd color stitching V12 on
the penis crate.
Jeez. The penis crank? What are you talking about?
Penis crate.
Oh, cream. Look me to cush. Greatest of Porsches, feel like a Chuck Wagon cause I'm on 12 horses. And the three behind mine, they be the clique. So much ice in they rollies, they shit don't tip, man. Winter through the summer, care less what it cost me. While I'm shoveling the snowman, call any people watching? At least three of you want to kill me. And so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're just sitting here and going, I don't know.
I would bet an Uber Eats that Japan is not Chimo.
I would bet an Uber Eats that it is.
Would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Alright guys, you guys in chat are the ones that are going to sell this bet. This information is, I don't know, Sophia doesn't accept it. Because of the way
I saw the stats, but I also read stuff about how they straight up just don't prosecute and try to get women not to file reports. Which I suppose would make sense if you want it to look like the crime is going down. And people,
but it has gone up recently.
Mm.
I looked it up and it said like, oh, it went up 26% or something. Ooh, super unusual.
Yeah. It was something like, even if they can prove that it happened, if you can't like fully confirm that you were like entirely resisting mentally or whatever, some crap like that. I don't know, it's weird.
A dog catches something.
Shut up, Black Eagle.
Yeah, I'm betting an Uber Eats that Japan is not
falsely
a tribal country.
Rape be executed? Nah.
Execution? No, dang.
Would they get the same sentence as a rapist? As someone who would be convicted as
cool.
Of rape?
If they
going
did it
back
like
to Hammurabi?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be great, actually. That would be based. That'd be so funny, bro.
Like, if you prove, if somebody can prove that you intently, like, besmirch somebody's name with an accusation that was false, you get the, you should have your name put in the sex offender registry. And you should, you know, go to jail in case the guy got jail time. 100%. I'm with that.
Sophia, can you be my baptism sponsor? How would I do that? Don't you have to be there?
Oh yeah, if you get a parent, you should be forced to dress up as a cop and walk through black neighborhoods without a gun. That's my punishment. Freaking black person just denounced me on Civ. It's pretty insane.
On Civ? That's crazy.
Yeah. Let me see if everything is going according to plan. Dude, if actually that is a good point. If someone accuses you of rape, under the circumstance that the punishment for rape is execution, they're trying to murder you.
That's actually true. That's true. That is attempted murder, basically.
And they probably should die. People like that should die if they did it intently. People like that probably
they did with full knowledge that you would get executed if convicted.
They just try to kill you and ruin your reputation and make your, like, they could just curse your kids because your dad is a rapist now, or family, or brother, or anything like that. Gets actually raped as punishment. That'd be funny. That'd be pretty funny though.
Well, I don't know. I don't know many Catholics. I'm running out of options. Does your sponsor have to be Catholic? Cause I was planning on having my grandma be my sponsor, and she's Protestant.
Hmm.
And getting some random Catholics that lived on my street to be my sponsors. Well, they're like friends of my parents, but basically, yeah. Yes, they have to be. What? That's crazy.
Where'd you hear that?
That's but I'm not a confirmed Catholic yet. And yeah, again, I can't fly to Norway or whatever.
As you don't have any wings. Might buy elk meat. That's crazy, Jamie. Pull that up. Pull that up, Jamie. Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Can't you ask someone at your church to be your sponsor? Yeah. I mean, I literally got people I barely knew. Yeah. I don't know.
Black person.
Maybe ask the priest to, like, ask the people there if they'd be willing.
By the way, my name is only 5'3". Well, you're fighting Russia? The Japanese versus the Russians?
Oh my gosh, it's my ancestors fighting each other. That's crazy.
Gonna bang later anyway, so who cares?
Yeah, they're gonna bang. Yeah, I know they're gonna bang later.
Yeah, because you're from the future.
Mm-hmm.
Basically. Yeah, I know they're gonna bang. Only you. Only Sophia knows.
You're gonna end up banging. That's gonna be crazy.
That's gonna be crazy. Pull it up, Jamie.
Where, Victor? Crazy. Like, okay. Do we have to be there? Like, what? How would I be your sponsor? How would either of us be your sponsor?
My brother from another mother. How would I do that on friggin' Live Leak? I mean, face swap, face something,
FaceTime,
FaceTime, Live Leak. Yeah, I'm on Live Leak. I do that, but I don't think I'm confirmed, am I? I'm only baptized.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not confirmed.
Does your church have like a confirmation class or something?
For children only. I'm a grown up.
Oh yeah, you have to do what is it? RCIA. Right.
And nothing's happening right now because of the.
Alright, yeah, all that was left was a ceremony, and then it got canceled and still hasn't set a new date. As far as I know.
Everybody's black and they trying to kill me. I live in South Africa. Yeah, that's a new song for my album. Everybody's black and they're trying to kill me. I live in South Africa. Watch a lot of Joe Rogan. That's crazy. Okay, Sophia, let's wrap the stream up and let's get... Is Shelby on?
I'm sure we can contact her.
Yeah, get her on so we can tell the funny story.
All right, yo, peace out, guys. Make sure to pee the screen.